From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
Nelson, British Columbia is a small town nestled at the foot of the Selkirk Mountain Range in Canada. After just a few hours there, I was struck by the town's seclusion and tranquility, secured by the surrounding Finger Lake and snow-capped mountains. It makes sense that this place has long been known as a sanctuary for those seeking peace. Russian pacifists emigrated to Nelson in the late 1800s, followed by Americans avoiding the draft during Vietnam. Today, this area has again become a haven, this time for a few American soldiers fleeing the U.S. war in Iraq. But even in a peace town like Nelson, there are people who think of deserters as cowards for reneging on their commitment. The two young deserters I met admitted they were scared to serve in Iraq. But in the end, both claimed their decision to desert the military was more complicated than that. Ryan Johnson felt conflicted about serving in the Army from day one, but he saw the military as his ticket to healthcare and college. What pushed him over the edge was the poor medical treatment he says he received on his base in Fort Irwin, California. He left the military before ever setting foot in Iraq. The other deserter, Kyle Snyder, reached his breaking point after months of perilous duty in Mosul. He told me he went AWOL after witnessing the shooting of an innocent civilian. CNN reported Snyder's version of events, but Army officials now tell me there's no record of the shooting incident. The deserters and Nelson both hope they'll soon be vindicated, given Americans' growing opposition to the war. Even so, it's unlikely they'll ever receive amnesty, since they joined the Army voluntarily. And last year marked the Army's highest rate of prosecution for desertion since the Gulf War. Back in Nelson, some neighbors continue to support these former soldiers, hooking them up with odd jobs around town and stopping by with home-cooked meals. And while the comforts of home are reassuring, they're also a reminder of what Johnson and Snyder have left behind. With a Perspective, I'm Raina Gonzalez.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.